parts! Auto parts!
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Today is Friday, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I sure hope so.
I was a little confused yesterday.
Don't be confused.
I'd just like to warn everybody that today may be a little bit of a rough show.
What?
Usually, if, you know, everything's pretty flawless and you know, radio gold, as the late Smokey Rivers would say.
Oh, the late Smokey Rivers.
Oh, yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Hey, buddy. Hey, bro. Listen.
What did he used to tell us? Make radio magic.
Make radio magic, so, buddy.
A radio
bro.
Program director at another radio station.
Yes.
He was our Smokey Rivers.
Smokey, yeah.
And he looks and sounds like, what's his name on CNBC? What the heck was his name? Very huge Democrat, Keith Olbermann.
Oh, you're right. He does. He did sound a little.
He
bit
looks
like
and sound. Looks too.
Yeah.
So this is an old program director of ours that we had.
Yeah. Smokey Rivers kind of looks like Keith Olbermann. Oh, talks like this.
Get in there and make radio magic. That's
right,
what he would say. Make
radio
magic.
Listen.
Holy cow! So usually it is radio magic, but there was someone at the previous show was broadcasting from this studio. What is this? Studio C? Is that where we are?
Yes.
Okay.
It's our studio. So I mean, that's what I like to call it.
But, studio C. And so we got here. I got here 20 minutes early to do a little show prep, they call it.
I was here at 1:30.
You were at 1:30.
Yes.
So what did you do for?
Well, I was stranded. Fur.
You heard me.
Fur. And Smokey Rivers,
you
like
heard
you
me?
Saying fur.
Yes.
No,
yes,
you wouldn't.
Hey, bro. Hey, you know, stay
yes,
saying
I
fur.
Yes, I was disjointed.
Wow.
Discombobulated.
So we had a total of about 12 minutes to put a show together.
Ugh.
So I don't
usually a lot more than we use.
Yeah, so I don't know how it's going to go.
Oh.
And I'm incredibly sleepy. I don't know if this is the heat or maybe I need like a new mattress or something.
I think it's the heat.
You think it's the heat?
I do.
I hope it's the heat because I really don't want to buy a new mattress, even though they got all these sales. I probably just missed a big one.
What? A mattress?
Fourth of July.
Ooh. I hate those ones that are like solid foam. And you kind
the
of
memory?
You
oh, like
in
the Tempur-Pedic?
Yeah, I mean, they're fine when you lay on it, but when you try and roll...
Yeah, you can't.
You have to use, like, every muscle just to turn over.
I've never tried one. I'd like to try it out.
Not a lot of rolling going on in my bed. I haven't had
really?
To worry about that. No.
I'm, like, back and forth. Turn my pillow upside down, back and forth, turn my pillow.
Oh,
down.
Yeah, I flip-flop 15, 20 times during
the I'm all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. We had Peon and I had a great discussion before the show a little bit while we were out waiting to get into the studio.
Yeah, stranded,
and so we were talking about men and women, husband and wife that wives that don't have the same bed.
Sex?
No, not the same.
Oh,
that's
a given. I mean, that's
you know what? I think there are more and more married couples
that sleep in separate beds
doing that than you would imagine because one of the things is because of snoring. I think.
That could be it.
Well, and sleep schedules, because I sleep on the couch on weekends because I bartend, and I get home at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not going to go in there, and because I'm a good husband, I'm not going to go in and
hey,
disturb
Angela,
her.
I'm home.
Yeah, disturb
Roll
her sleep.
Over, I'm ready.
Yeah. So yeah, I sleep on the couch on the weekends, and it's fine.
But the week, I thought you just said today you slept on the couch, or last night you slept on the couch.
Yeah,
that was for a whole other reason.
When she has to get up at like 5:30 in the morning, I let her in there to get.
And that's what started the conversation. I said, "Wow, you have," and I know people also that are married and they sleep in separate beds, and by the way, seem perfectly happy. I wonder if there's maybe
you're probably happier. I mean, I need my own master bedroom. That's the newest trend in houses is.
And then you have a
building
date night.
Two masters.
Hey, honey, why don't you visit my room?
Right. I mean, you only need to go into bed for a certain reason together and then go your separate ways.
Like, why? Why would you need to be in the same bed together?
Oh, I don't know. Watch TV.
Oh, yeah,
watch
if TV. You're married, yes, watch TV.
Did you notice how much traffic is out there today?
Yes. There's a lot of traffic. I don't know what's
going
on either.
There's a segue for you.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
There is a lot of traffic.
Just all day. It's like, good grief.
And people are driving extremely slow today.
A lot of brakes. Yeah, we were going 50 on the highway. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
Move it.
Well, to be fair, Tina had to wait outside. Oh, wait, that's right. No, she got here at 3:05.
Yeah, she got to walk right in here.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much this is it, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show today.
No, I was getting ready. We have a last minute gig tonight, so I was.
You guys are like superstars now.
Three
I'm not
times
even sure
in
how
one
we
week.
Can we can wow. hang out with you. Mm. You
guys but I had like, to pack everything at the last minute, print out the song list.
So you need like roadies and stuff.
We do. Somebody was on Facebook talking about bands playing out all weekend, and it's tough. To stand out there in that heat for hours and hours. I guess it's tough to sit out there and listen, too. But I don't know. But they have roadies and a sound person and all that. And we did have that on the 4th of July because Smash ran the whole show. And he, holy cow. I mean, he had these great sound guys and everything was set up. We just brought our few things, a couple amps, guitars, stuff like that. And then he also had a trailer, like a real band trailer.
Wow.
Like big people trailer band. When the guy said that's your trailer, I was like, are you S-ing me? S word.
Are you S-ing me?
Are you kidding me? We get to use that? But
you have something to aspire to.
But I don't know.
Keep working hard, keep building your audience.
Our businesses suffering from the heat. Businesses that have outside things or people going or there was a one of those things out at the mall where they have all the rides. Are people going to go there when
like
it's
a carnival? 100? You mean?
Yeah. Can you imagine how hot those seats are when you get on a ride?
Those metal.
And those poor people that work there are just standing there all day.
What about like
heat?
Six Flags and stuff? Yeah, I mean, are people still going out? I would imagine
that's miserable.
Now would be the time to go because nobody's there.
In those lines, everybody's probably at the water rides.
Yeah, they're at the water park, I'm sure, or the water rides.
Yeah, but I can't do the water park. I'm not a public pool sort of guy.
Right.
I know that probably surprises most of you.
Oh, no, at this point in time, when you go by there and it's body to body, it's like, ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's
I don't
want to
go in there either.
People soup.
But when you go on the rides, like the log flume or whatever, you just try and get splashed so at least you're wet and it feels better in the heat.
That's why all those people stand on the tidal wave on that little bridge.
Wanting
they'll stand
soaked.
Up there. Yeah.
And I think the stores have been busier lately. Like some of the places I go, the parking lots are packed because I guess people don't want to do things outside. So they go to the mall, they mill around stores. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that log flume. Man, as a kid, that was my favorite ride.
Do you ever get yelled at?
Not
I got
much
yelled at
to
every
it.
Time because you always want to put your hand out and splash a person in front of you and stuff.
Yeah.
Get your hands in. It's like, okay.
I was always a good kid. I never did stuff like that. I always kept my
I would imagine
just kept my hand inside the ride. They told me keep your hands and feet inside the ride.
And so, I screamed every time when we go down that hill.
That's what I did. All right. So, as I mentioned, this is pretty much all you're going to get this afternoon. So if you'd like to join us, you'll want to save the show. Here are the numbers. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Telephone lines wide open here on a Friday afternoon. We'll have Joe Hipperson coming in a little bit after 4 o'clock today. Mike Evans, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll do some trivia today in the 5 o'clock hour as well. And there you go. All right.
And Tina's magic. I have to tell you something
She's
about
magic.
Tina. Tina is very magic.
Wow.
We were talking,
it just so happens.
We were talking yesterday because they came in and they said there's an opportunity for this show here to go out and broadcast live on July the 20th.
And we're definitely doing that? That's a definite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are we going to be?
It's going to be in Alton, but we're not exactly sure of the venue just yet. So it's going to be in Alton, and we were talking. We said, you know, we don't have a lot of band jobs between now and August. And I told Tina, I said, maybe we should talk to Kim over at Shea Maryland and see what's going on. All of a sudden,
on the 20th,
Kim calls Tina, and that's where we're playing tonight at Shea Maryland in Alton.
So it was like, ooh-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. We had just talked about it, and I called Tina today, and I needed a Band-Aid, and I wanted a couple Band-Aids. I wanted a couple Band-Aids to take, because I cut my finger, and it's hard to play bass. It's,
wait a minute. Hang on. Back the truck up, as my friends used to say.
Oh,
it's kind of a jump.
Yeah. You called Tina for a Band-Aid?
Yeah, I called Tina to bring some Band-Aids to our show tonight.
Why can't you swing by Walgreens and buy your own Band-Aids?
I probably could have.
Because he lives about five blocks or five steps from there?
Yeah, I do. I live right around the corner from a Walgreens, but I wanted to see. I couldn't find any Band-Aids at the house, and I called to ask her if she could bring some Band-Aids into work today and then bring them for the show tonight so I could put a Band-Aid on my finger when we play. And all of a sudden, right when I was talking to her, I'm like, holy crap, I found Band-Aids. So I found some Band-Aids. Wow. It's really spooky.
So if you need anything, give me a call.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk to her later on about the playing the lottery.
Well, remember a few months ago when I said the show was going to suck today? I was right.
You were right.
I was right. Where's that Jack Nicholson thing? If this is as good as it gets?
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah.
Hey. What if this is as good
as What if this is as good as it gets?
It could be
fine.
Bad. All right. Well, that concludes band talk. All right. Here are the telephone
numbers. No, it doesn't.
I know. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Fred would like to jump in. Maybe Fred could save the program. Fred, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
We have to be the most complaining city I've seen, because ever since winter, we've been saying, is it going to warm up? It's warmed up, people. I love the heat.
You know
I've been
what?
Hitting my window real down all day, went to Columbia, Jeff City. And people say, oh, your air conditioning broke? No, I turned it off. I can't stand the cold.
Fred, I got to tell you something. I love the heat. I mean, I really love the heat. But today, and really just today, I was going into a Target store, and I parked far away. So I'm walking up to, and it just hit me. And I said, you know what?
It's getting a little old right now.
A friend of mine told me I was a desert rat. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, today.
I get nine rats done when it's 105, 106.
Hey, Joe Hepperson loves it when it's cold, and there's a lot of people I know that
I wake up in a blanket last night. It was so cold.
It's really nice when you leave a cold restaurant or something and you walk out. It's like, oh. It's like, oh, it feels so good.
And you
want
to hurry up and get back in your car first.
No, I don't. I want to say, it's really great when you ride your bike when it's that hot. Because we went to Creve Coeur last night, and you don't have to worry about people getting in your way because nobody's there.
Nobody's out there.
Exactly. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. See you later. Enjoy the heat.
But when we were riding last night, you know, there's a couple parts around the lake where there are trees. So it's like, oh, it almost feels cool because you're kind of wet from all the sweat.
Oh, yeah, sweat, yeah.
But then we went through this one zone, and all of a sudden it was like somebody had hung a big blanket, and it was...
Oh, a cool spot. Yeah.
And a hot spot. No, a hot spot. Yeah, because we were like, oh, trees, and all of a sudden... You couldn't even, you could feel it. It was so thick and hot.
It's kind of dangerous to be out riding in this, don't you think?
No.
No?
Because you always have a breeze on you. It feels good to get all hot and sweaty.
Oh, my. Wow. Well, hello.
It's good for you.
You're right. She is magic, Dan.
I know.
Holy.
I told you.
By the way, you got some Band-Aids I can use?
I do. I brought some just in case.
I have some.
Put a Band-Aid on the show. All right. I guess we'll begin by asking, does anybody have anything they'd like to say?
I think we've been saying stuff.
Well, formally.
Yeah, we've been doing that. We've been talking about it.
I'd like to...
See, Peon's got something.
Mention that we went and saw Ted last night.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And
how'd that go?
I loved it.
Yeah?
It was a great movie, yes. But it was very... I mean, because I laughed out loud that entire movie. But it was weird, Angela and I talked about it afterwards. There weren't a lot of people just... gut busting. I don't know what people thought. Maybe it was people that are going they like Mark Wahlberg and they really don't know much about Seth MacFarlane and his humor. So I don't know if they didn't think it was funny, but it was very weird because
You were the only one laughing.
I mean, it was like three or four at a time, but it always seems I'm the loudest one laughing at stuff like that, especially
So this would be one that you would probably want to watch again because you missed some stuff.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yes.
Well,
no, I could definitely go back and see this one again.
You said that too, right? You'd go see
it. Yeah. Oh, I would definitely go back and see it because I know I missed I missed some stuff in there because I was laughing, but other people were laughing. Unlike the theater that Peon went to, other people were laughing, and I'm guessing that they all knew Seth MacFarlane. So
and Mila Kunis is smoking.
Oh, really?
Man, she is. Oh man, smoky
eyes.
I think
she's really cute.
She anybody is. That the term smoky eyes, she's got it.
Yeah, boy, yeah,
yeah.
Hmm. How tall is she? She's not that tall, is she?
Guess, no, she's little.
Yeah, I would guess she's tiny. 5'4", maybe 5'5". Yeah.
But, how big is Mark Wahlberg? Mark Wahlberg's not.
No, I guess he's about 5'9", maybe 5'10".
Hmm.
Yeah, but he was very good in the movie, too. And Seth MacFarlane, of course, is a genius. So
I got to go see this.
Yes, yes. Oh. I highly recommend it to anybody that has a off-center sense of humor. Oh, like
you don't
myself.
Like political political correctness, and you enjoy Family Guy. Go see this. Go
yeah,
see
that. Even I teared up a little bit at the end. I had a little sad part. At
teared
the end.
Up.
It,
oh,
sure.
I know what parties.
As,
I know what parties.
As Dawn says,
about.
It yes. made you feel.
Yes, I welled up a little bit with
emotion. We were just talking yesterday about movies that make you cry. Who would have thought Ted would be one of those films?
I know which party's talking about.
Wow.
I remember when I used to take my kids to the movies, and I laughed pretty loud, too. And they, Mom, shh, Mom, shh.
Oh, see, I don't care. I mean, we're in a movie theater. I'm laughing out loud. I mean, that's what makes me laugh sometimes, too, is other people laughing.
Yeah.
But,
well, and I think I read an interview with one of these big directors a while back, and he was saying how a lot of these movies, or at least they used to, a lot of these movies were made for theater. You have to watch them in a theater to hear other people laughing. That's what makes it so, you know.
It's not as entertaining to watch, especially to me, watch really funny stuff by yourself because you can only enjoy it so much.
I got a great example. I tried to watch that Napoleon Dynamite when it came out.
Yeah.
Because I had a couple friends. Oh, this is the funniest thing
see,
you
will
ever see.
Oh, see, that's not one that you can watch by yourself.
And I had really high expectations, and I put the thing in, and I sat down and watched it at home, and I got about 20 minutes, and I turned it off. I said, I can't watch this anymore. This is the dumbest piece of crap I've ever seen.
Hey, it took me 3 times to get through Napoleon Dynamite. The first time, because Peon, you tell me, Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, I loved it
awesome.
Right away. Yeah, I kept trying to tell everybody.
Did
here.
You watch it by
Even
yourself?
Even Frank. No, Angela and I watched it.
See, that's just it. Yeah, well, I watched it with my brother and a friend, and then I enjoyed it.
I don't know how I heard about it because it was before it became as big as it did.
Right.
I think it was because it was at some film festivals that got played.
Was it even in the theater? I mean,
not a huge release.
Oh, they didn't have a big budget at all to do
no,
that movie.
Oh, absolutely not, because it was a bunch of nobody had ever heard of anybody
right,
in the movie.
Right.
Yeah, but and I think either MTV picked it up, or I think I just found out about it online, and I ordered the DVD, and Angela and I watched it together, and I fell in love with it instantly.
And then I watched it. The second time I watched it, a little further and got a little further, and I thought, man, this is stupid.
Yes.
And I even called Peon.
Don't get me wrong. I still think it's stupid, but it's funny.
I thought, I tried to get through this thing twice, and I tried it a third time and went through the entire movie and loved it. And now I just love that movie.
Oh, yeah. We even got Frank to like it.
Yeah.
He
did the same thing.
I finally talked him into it. He did the same thing where he turned it off. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
And now he enjoys it, too. Yeah.
That one scene where the guy's filming himself throwing footballs.
Uncle Rico.
The camera. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Uncle Rico throwing his football. I could throw a football clean over those mountains.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
And the one guy dating babes on the internet or something? What was the brother?
Oh, Kip. Kip.
Yeah, I've been chatting with babes all
day. That's what I'm talking about.
Chatting with babes all day on the internet.
I guess you could say things are getting pretty serious.
Oh, my goodness. And have any of those guys done anything else?
No, they did a cartoon series for a while on Fox.
Okay,
and it was good. It was not as good as the movie. Of course, it's hard to replicate that. But,
right.
But there were talks about maybe doing a sequel, and I don't know what happened to that.
You can't do a sequel to that.
And John Heder's bombed out after. I mean, he's done some other movies.
He did Blades of Glory.
I thought that was pretty funny, that Blades of Glory.
Oh,
I liked it, too. I thought it was funny.
Ridiculous to me. I couldn't get past
it. Oh, see, I watched it, and I liked it.
But that's all those Will Ferrell movies I can't, the Ricky Bobby I can't watch. He did the basketball one. They seem like all the same.
See, I kind of liked the racing one. What'd you say? Ricky Bobby was
The
what
Adventures
was the movie?
Of Ricky Bobby?
No. It was the Talladega Nights.
Oh, yeah.
Talladega Nights.
Yeah, and Whatchamadigger was in that. Sacha Baron Cohen. He played the French guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And Peon does not like Anchorman, which that's one of my favorite movies.
No, not really.
I think that's hilarious. So you will not, it's pretty safe to say, you will not be watching the new one that comes to
No, stand. I don't think so.
Well, they need to put
obviously, you will not be watching the sequel.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
Hey, everybody, look who woke up over here. It's,
hey.
Was he taking a nap?
Yawning Frank Ladd.
Yeah, yawning Frank Ladd.
Yawning Frank Ladd here.
like whispering Bill Anderson from Country Music Days.
Yeah, but Frank Ladd's... got good reason to yawn.
He had a long day yesterday.
Is it long today?
It's long today as well. I was on with Farmer Dave this morning.
Have you been on every
what
show?
Time? What time
I've
did you start?
I've been on every show again yesterday.
What time did you start today?
I got here at 5 this morning.
Oh, and you've been on every single show, and here it is 3:30.
People like me on the air here at the Big 550 KTRS.
That's right. I told Frank yesterday he's going to love it when that big check comes in with all that overtime.
Oh, man.
Woo-wee.
Yeah.
Night on the town.
You got big plans for that money? You got
the there's a bank account that couple, be filled.
Couple gallons of gas.
Yep.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to break. We'll take some calls. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Light them up. We'll take a break, do traffic and stuff, and then we'll be back with your phone calls next on the Big 550 KTRS.
And with a look at the roads, here's Frank Ladd with your Golden Oakland in traffic. So what do you have, Frank?
Well, Tina, it's a great start to your afternoon. Just one incident on my watch. Eastbound 44 at Jameson. Got a stall on the right shoulder. Other than that, you're moving delay-free southbound on 270 from Highway 40 all the way down to Highway 55. Headed out of the city, it's a good run westbound on 40, passing Forest Park, passing 270 all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound on 55, no delays to report all the way down to Arnold. Westbound on Highway 70, it's a good start. Headed out into St. Charles County. So far, so good this Friday afternoon. This update brought to you by Cars.com. Shopping for a new car? Let Cars.com bring out your car shopping confidence. You can read expert and consumer previews so you know you're getting the right car. Cars.com. Confidence comes standard. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Svindt, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote can save you time and money buying life insurance. Recently, a man called saying he and his wife wanted life insurance but didn't have time to shop around. I got their pertinent information, then quickly shopped the highly rated term life companies we represent for the couple's best rates. Well, I was able to find the man, 45 and in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for just over $31 a month. And his wife, 42 and in excellent health, the same policy for only $21 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-5737. That's 1-800-900-5737. 1-800-900-5737. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were recently discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public.
These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-1174. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free Collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want? The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Herman's Hermes.
This reminds me of Naked Gun. Movie Naked Gun.
Oh, I don't remember that.
This was I remember.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Now I do. All right. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. Or the toll-free line is 888-550-KTRS. Light up the phones. Here we go. First up is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
Oh, the guy on the phone. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm AM and a PM.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Hallelujah. Okay. Hey, I want to tell you, this has been one lousy show so far.
Well, thank you, Dan.
We know.
Well, I'm fixing to change it, I hope. I need the problem solvers.
Uh-oh. The problem solvers. Well, I'm not a permanent problem solver, but today I guess I could be
a guest substitute
problem solver because we are...
The problem solvers.
That was a little awkward for me. Go ahead, Dan.
All right. Well, my problem is that when you're sitting at home in the nice cold air conditioner in the summer months, and you can take this cold air, your body can take this cold air, why isn't it your body can take the cold air in the wintertime and you have to use less heat or no heat at all? What makes your body not adjust to the winter type weather? I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
No, it's like I've thought of that. It's like
it's very weird
when it's 60 degrees in the winter. You'll go out in shorts and a t-shirt. Uh-huh. You're like, oh my goodness,
but
it's
in
so
the
hot
house,
out. But
60 degrees.
But if it's 60 degrees in the summer, you're like, oh, I need to get a jacket on. It's chilly.
Yeah,
it's
but your weird. Body gets used to certain temperatures. Like they said, it would take people, 12 to 14 days to get used to this type of weather all the time. So if we have 100 degree weather for like two or three weeks straight, then we would start getting used to it. Our bodies would.
I believe that.
But in the house,
well,
in
if
the
you
winter,
keep running into the air conditioning, no, you're not going
right.
to get used.
In the house in the winter, I set it for 66 to 68. But if I did that now, I'd be freezing my butt off in the house.
Yeah.
I keep it like 72.
I think your body gets in tune with the seasons.
Too, in the house, you're right around, what, 70? Anybody puts their thermostat 70 to 76, something like that. So it's in that 70-degree range.
In the summer, you mean?
Yeah, in the summer, and even in the wintertime sometimes, too. But your body gets... I mean, that's the perfect temperature.
And I know everybody, you know, the people that the global warming people, they're all afraid. And you know what? If the temperature of the globe is going to be 100 degrees all the time, we'd get used to it. I believe we would become accustomed to it and everything would be just fine.
And we had that caller from yesterday that was talking about Seattle.
They
had the coldest June ever. It was like 50-some degrees. So who knows?
Who knows indeed. Let's talk to Tom. Hello, Tom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm AM and PM. Hallelujah. You guys were talking about Napoleon Dynamite, and was there anything else you guys have done? I believe it was a particular
Tom, you're gonna have to call back.
Tom,
buddy.
We can't hear you, Tom. Man. I'm sorry. Tom?
All right,
I'm sorry. Poor Tom. I didn't mean to upset him there. We just
try calling back.
We can't hear
buddy.
Yeah, give us a shout back. That was a bad cell phone. Jim is right here. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, I was asking Dan, you know, the 66-degree temperature.
Yeah.
My wife's frigid, and she runs around 66 degrees all the time, but she's always complaining about it being too hot and too cold. What's up with that? Solve that problem for me.
Oh, how old don't is try, she?
How old is she?
How old am I?
No, how old is she?
Well, she wants to think she's still 31, but she's just a little north of that.
A little north?
About 20-some plus years.
Oh, see, okay. I don't necessarily think it's just tied to, because that's always been the thing with menopause, the hot flash.
Right.
Cold, but I think women are just always more susceptible to temperature changes.
I think it depends on your body fat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was another thing. You know, if we're going to have this global warming and heat melts body fat, are we going to have to start salting the roads because of everybody sweating fat out on the highway?
Everybody leaking grease out on
the
happy
roads? Grease?
Yeah. Somebody call MoDOT.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty good show today. It's not the best one, but it's all right.
We know. We know. Believe me. We know.
That's all we can ask for.
We got to listen to it, too. All right.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. See ya. Okay. Here's John. Hey, John, what's up?
Good afternoon, y'all. I was telling Dan, the heat index in the summer is a combination of the temperature and humidity. What's the one in the wintertime?
Oh, the
wind chill.
Yes.
Wind chill, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I was watching this TV.
Anyway.
At noon one time years ago, and I called Channel 5. And I actually got a hold of the weathercaster, the meteorologist. Mm. I said, okay, so when does 72 feel like 72? If you're telling me it's 95, but it feels like 105. he couldn't answer. He didn't know how to.
Yeah, what's the latest one? It's the feels like temperature.
When there's
I've heard that.
The humidity
adds to the temperature, depending on the...
Because we've already had days like that where it was 90 and it felt like 90, it said.
And the days where the humidity is low, it'll actually feel like a lower temperature than it actually is.
And, of course, if it's cold and the wind blows over your skin and that makes it colder.
Right.
But he didn't have a formula. I'm like, I thought you went to school to get a degree and you can't even answer this question. So they can't predict what it's going to be tomorrow, except it's going to be hot. So I just thought that was weird.
Well, it is.
Okey-dokey.
You're right.
Thanks.
Thank you, John. Bye. See you later. Yeah, the weather people used to be better when they had those...
When they didn't have as much fancy stuff.
Yeah, but what were those things called? They used to just kind of slap onto the... You know, I'm sure it was a piece of cardboard.
Oh, magnetic sun.
Was it Magus or Magnus?
I think it was magnetic.
Yeah, and they had one of a sun, and they had one of a moon, and they had one of a rainstorm.
I thought that was Willie the Weatherman.
Well, it could have been, forms. But I think that color forms. That's the word I was going for.
Really? Forms.
Yes, indeed.
Oh.
So they've released the know if they released the autopsy, but the cause of death for Andy Griffith.
I was just going to say something about that.
I read the headline, and I thought, well, here's the cause of death. The guy was like 86 years old. He's an old guy.
Right, and apparently he had a bunch of different illnesses.
Yeah. He had a heart attack?
Revealed to be a heart attack. Died earlier this week.
24 hours before he died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also says he had suffered 4 years from other illnesses.
Does it say anything about a wife and kids? Because I don't even remember reading about a family.
He had a, well, did you hear the 911 call? Because
no.
his wife, he says, my husband.
Was his wife?
Yeah, she said, my husband, Andy Griffith, is not responding.
Have you ever seen him with her?
No, never.
But I haven't either.
I was under the impression she was quite a deal younger than her, though.
Oh, him, really?
Though. She sounded very young. I mean, you know,
yeah, but sometimes we get callers.
I know, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned it, I have no wife at all. I haven't seen her.
No, no, yeah, absolutely. She was on that 911 call. I don't know. They did the funeral and everything real quick.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange. I don't know.
That's what he wanted, though.
Right. No, so they probably have a bunch of plots dug out, ready to go.
Ready to go.
And, you know, actually, if you think about it, that embalming is kind of gruesome. You know, to drain all your fluids out and then put that other formaldehyde in, and then they, you know, they'll glue your lips together and pin your eyes.
Oh, my Lord. And that's all just for a viewing, right?
Yeah. I mean, so how is that really even better than just decaying naturally?
Right.
I know. I was thinking about that. Don't ask me why.
I feel like eating now for some reason.
And then if you get cremated, I don't really want my family to move around with a box of ashes or a jar or something on the mantle. That just seems gruesome.
So you were opposed to the cremation thing.
I don't even know what I want now because I don't know that I want to be all whole embalming thing either.
You won't be here, so who cares?
But I know you can't also bury the ashes. You know, in a plot.
Well, could be like Casey Anthony and carrying him around like in a necklace.
Yeah.
Well, some people really like that plot thing. They want to have someplace to go and visit. But
right.
I never think that's
or throw right. them. Have them throw the ashes somewhere.
There you go.
But
spread them around.
We were talking about that today. Is that really legal to just toss body ashes anywhere you want?
I think so. I've never heard of anything different.
Why would that be any different from any other type of ashes?
Cigarette ashes.
Yeah, it's all.
I don't know.
Littering.
I've thought of that. I don't know that I've made a final decision. I'm, you know, like knock on wood, thank the good Lord
hoping
above.
It's
I'm still
be a long time
still
from
alive,
now.
But yeah, I've thought about that. What the heck? Why waste the money and the, you know, the earth and the space to bury it?
It's for the people who are left. It's like they get one more chance to say goodbye.
Yeah, look at me. I'm going to die a single man anyway. So what the heck?
That means all the women can finally file by and go, you should have called
Yeah. I'm sure they'll be filing by.
All he
had to do was call. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All he had to do was just say, I'm lonely and I want a woman.
Mr. Lonely.
That's going to be on my tombstone. All he wanted was a woman. All right, so we come back 10 minutes from now. We'll have Joe Hipperson in here. Let us know what's going on around St. Louis. Coming
10
up.
Minutes. He's going to be here at 4?
A little after 4 o'clock. Thank you, Tina, for being right on top of it there. just after 4, Joe Hipperson will be in. Let us know what's going on around St. Louis this weekend. Hopefully lots of things indoors. And I was going to take a call, but they're all ringing. I don't know what he's doing back there. All right, we'll break. We'll come back, though. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA-certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Obamacare has placed our values and our freedoms at risk. We need to send a real conservative to Washington who is committed to repeal it. Ann Wagner.
The last 3 years have been devastating to our society in terms of an assault on our individual freedoms and liberties. I mean, you look at Obamacare, the number one thing that must be repealed and that I will fight to repeal when I go to Congress.
Obamacare is one of the largest taxes in the history of America, driving up the debt and punishing small businesses. Wagner knows hardworking families cannot afford another crushing tax and growing government. Our nation stands at the crossroads. Ann Wagner is committed to restoring America by repealing Obamacare, reining in big government, and balancing the budget.
common sense leadership to get America back on track. Ann Wagner for Congress.
I'm Ann Wagner, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ann Wagner for Congress.
It's time for another look at the roads, and here is Frank Ladd with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hi, Frank.
Thanks, Tina. We've got a couple accidents out there. Southbound on 270, right before 55. This one is a two-vehicle collision on the right shoulder. 270 eastbound up in North County, just before 367. That one is on the right shoulder as well. They've cleared that stall eastbound 44 at Jamison. That one is out of the way. This update is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners help keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance. Stop by your local Toyota dealer today. For money-saving offers, visit toyota.com/owners. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you need an Edsel station wagon, you need the Old Car Guys.
Don Jones, one of the Old Car Guys.
If you need a gas tank for a LaSalle, you need the Old Car Guys. If you need a Hudson, you need the Old Car Guys. If you need a Packard, we've got it at the Old Car Guys. Just call the Old Car Guys at 314-306-7507, or better yet, come to our website, theoldcarguys.com.
And when I call, what do I say?
Hey, Don, I need a part.
Theoldcarguys.com, where buyers and sellers come together.
Now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra with advanced stain blocking starts at just $31.98 a gallon. The number one paint and primer in one just got better. Each coat works three times harder, priming, covering, and blocking stains on even tough surfaces. Roll on rich color in less time with Behr Ultra now with stain blocking starting at just $31.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Coming up next hour, I'm going to tell you about a story that's going to make your head explode. It's about a CEO that only had to work a day. When you hear the amount of money he got for working a single day, your head will explode. So be prepared. Here we go. Barbara is right here. Hey, Barbara, good afternoon.
Yes, I just wondered if you ever, we were talking about spreading ashes. I wondered if you ever heard Tony Randall's story on Johnny Carson's show one night about a favorite aunt who asked to have her ashes spread on the Pacific Ocean.
No, so, I didn't hear. I loved Tony Randall, and of course I love Johnny Carson. I don't know. I've never heard that story.
He went up in his private plane, of course, and then when the pilot told him okay, he opened a window and went to sprinkle these ashes, and of course the propeller blew everything right back on them. So that's not the best way to handle ashes, but you are permitted to throw them wherever you want, but there is a crematory that has little niches in a wall, and you can park them in there, and there's a fee, of course, but, you know, people can do whatever they want.
Yeah, because why would those ashes be any different from any other ashes?
Yeah, it's like a wood ashes.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, well thank you, Barbara.
Your choice.
All right, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, they always have those scenes in comedy movies where the ashes blow up right back in people's faces.
Here's Sam. Hi, Sam.
Yes, I was calling about spreading the ashes of your loved one.
Yeah.
Contrary to what Barbara just said, my father died 2 years ago and was cremated, and we were told you have to have special permission to spread the ashes.
That's what someone called during the break and said, you have to have a permit to spread ashes.
Really?
Anywhere or everywhere?
Anywhere. Yeah, anywhere.
Hmm.
What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we didn't, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say where they were spread so I don't get locked up, but, you know, we did what my father asked. And,
what are you in for? Spreading ashes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to do, but, I mean, you know, it's a stupid rule, but, yeah, you're supposed to get special permission.
Hmm. All right. Thank you, Sam.
All right. Bye.
Was it called point to counterpoint here?
Yes.
Yeah, and someone called too during the break. They said it's direct burial, what Andy Griffith had, and you can set that up where when you die, if you're at the hospital or at home or whatever, the funeral home just takes you and they
get you ready, huh?
and then put you in the ground, and then you have a memorial service later or something like that.
Hmm.
And you don't. There's no embalming or anything like that.
All right. This is Bill. Hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
My girlfriend works for a law office, and someone passed away that had no family whatsoever, and they were cremated, and they brought the urn back to her office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't know what to do with it, so she brought it home, and the guy's name was John, and he just sort of lives with us now. We've moved about three times, and he just moves with us, and he's just there.
Oh, good. That's good. I'm sure John appreciates it, John is.
He's got a home.
How about that?
Kind of freaks people out when you tell them about it, but...
Oh, we're not freaked out.
He's part of the family now, right?
That's right.
Right. He's family.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
See you later. And Rich is up next. Rich, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Bill and others?
Great.
Good, good, Rich.
Hey, I'm a member of a sewing club. We fly sailplanes. One of our members passed away.
Wait, a sewing club?
Soaring.
I thought he said sewing as well.
Like high-performance like gliders, airplanes that don't have engines.
Okay.
Cool.
And he wanted to be thrown out of his ashes thrown out of the glider. And I heard the stories about what's happened, you know, so I put his ashes in a glad bag type thing, you know, and then put a little rope on it so that I can get it out the window and then open it up and then let it, like a Ziploc bag.
Oh, nice.
So then he could get out and then we flew by the club and all his friends, people were there, that all his family, and I opened the window on the other side, so he didn't even see us open the window, and then all they saw was just a trail of ashes come down. It was Aww. Really cool.
That is cool.
Good send off.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Rich. Have a good weekend.
Take care.
See you later. Got 1 minute, exactly 1 minute for Mike. Cheers, go.
Hey, Bill. How you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I was just calling in to say, just like Bill earlier said, my mom and dad have two sets of ashes up in their closet, and it's my brother's in-laws, his mother-in-law and his brother-in-law are actually entombed in my parents' closet, and they've moved a few times with them, and it's always kind of interesting around Thanksgiving time when we start talking about that.
Wow, how'd they get
And they're just in the closet.
Yeah, you know, it's... We're taking bets on who's going to end up there next, actually.
Oh, man.
That's fun holidays with you.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fried green tomatoes.
Damn.
All right. Mike, have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you too. AM and PM.
Thank you, sir. See you later. Hallelujah. All right. And here we thought we'd have nothing to talk about. Always something. Look at that, everybody. It is 4:00 in St. Louis at the Big 550 KTRS.